Thank you, Mr. Facilitator. Our position is fully reflected in the statement previously delivered by the European Union. Let me add some remarks and points on the operational aspects in my national capacity. Our view on this topic of the SNT review is closely linked to the discussion on ways to strengthen the international work program. The different proposals presented provide a rich and productive basis for our discussion. We have also looked at the informal paper circulated last Friday, and I'd like to thank you for your constructive contribution for our work. With reference to the issues included in the paper, our views are as the following. We share the view that the future ISP should provide for more time in a more dedicated setting to address SNT developments. In particular, a dedicated body should be established to this aim. As for its composition, we think that this body should be inclusive, so we favor the idea of establishing a working group open to all state parties who wish to participate. State parties should ensure the necessary SNT background of the experts that they wish to appoint. As for its mandate, we are convinced that the SNT review body should address both SNT developments that have potential benefits for the BWC as well as potential for uses contrary to the convention. At the same time, in view of the rapidity of the scientific developments, it seems reasonable to us that MSPs could task the SNT body to address some specific topics within the broader mandate of the RevCon. For example, for the 2016 intersessional program, Italy believes that the convergence between chemistry and biology deserves a high level of attention. Indeed, the rapid scientific and technological progress in this area, including the industrial production for chemical toxins through biological processes, poses new challenges that we think could be relevant to the BTWC. As for the functioning of the SNT working group that we propose to establish, we think that it should meet for 1 week every year, in order to allow for the necessary flexibility if states parties to the BWC so decide during the annual MSP, additional meetings days could be added for the following years. Finally, Mr. Facilitators, with reference to the financing of this working group, we think that on the basis of established practice in previous ISPs, participation in its meeting should be self-financed. We, when needed and in light of the available financial resources, the sponsorship program could be activated to allow for a broader participation to the working group. Required support from the ISU should be limited to administrative and logistic matters. But on these points, Mr. Facilitators, I will submit to your attention a contribution in writing. Thank you.